AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports on a break in the Nancy Guthrie disappearance case.
The FBI says a glove found about 2 miles from the home of Nancy Guthrie in a field near the side of the road appears to match what the masked man seen in surveillance video on her porch was wearing when she went missing after being dropped at home on January 31st by a family member. The FBI says they have preliminary DNA from that glove, and once completed, gets run through a federal system known as CODIS for a potential match. The Bureau says this process typically takes 24 hours. While more than a dozen gloves were found, most were investigators discarded at the scene. Meanwhile, her daughter, Today Show host Savannah Guthrie, says she'll never stop searching. I'm Julie Walker.
White House Border Czar Tom Homan says more than 1,000 immigration agents have left Minnesota's Twin Cities area, and hundreds more will leave in the days ahead. A small security force will stay for a short period to protect remaining immigration agents. Homan told CBS's Face the Nation the force will respond when agents are out and get surrounded by what he calls agitators. In other news, a last-lap crash led to a marquee owner's first victory at NASCAR's biggest race. Correspondent Gethin Coolball has more.
Tyler Reddick won the Daytona 500 in a car owned by Michael Jordan when Chase Elliott crashed as he and Reddick were battling for the win. Reddick, driving a Toyota for 2311 Racing, led only one lap, the one to the checkered flag for the team owned by the NBA Hall of Famer and three-time Daytona 500 winner Denny Hamlin. Jordan was the face of the December federal antitrust lawsuit that NASCAR settled on the ninth day of trial. The settlement changed the revenue-sharing model in the United States' top motorsport series.
This is AP News. A jury has failed to reach a verdict in the trial of Stanford protesters. The AP's Jennifer King has the story.
A judge in San Jose, California, has declared a mistrial in the case of five Stanford University students and alumni who barricaded themselves in the school president's office during a pro-Palestinian protest in June of 2024. After deliberating for 5 days, jurors said they were deadlocked on a verdict on conspiracy to trespass and vandalism charges. Santa Clara County's district attorney said he will pursue a new trial. One of the defendants, German Gonzalez, told the AP that the district attorney's office was unable to convict them, even with Stanford University and other multi-billion-dollar institutions behind them. Prosecutors said protesters caused hundreds of thousands of dollars in damages. Defense lawyers argued that the protest was protected speech. I'm Jennifer King.
More information at apnews.com. I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.